We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast, Quarantine Edition 2, more quarantine, quarantine bonus, quarantine Sanchez, quarantine plus. Yeah, that's right. You're all bloggers now.
Did you throw Morantine in there?
Morantine. I didn't. That's all yours. Copyright that.
No, it's for the good of us all. Copyright no longer exists. Nothing exists anymore. Copyright is for the good of everyone.
I really didn't expect that to be an element of, you know, the Mad Max type future, the rogue quarantine lawyers and their war rig.
You can't use that picture of Spider-Man on your car.
Your bogus t-shirts are going to be prosecuted.
We're all
going to just walk away.
We're all going to sell bootleg Spawn merchandise to get a hard time.
Gene Simmons has the trademark to the dollar money bag sign thing.
It's just pay them. Him. It's just them and the NCAA bandits waging a war.
It's just Mark Emmert dresses himself.
Yeah, just hello.
Hey. Well, I think we're trying to do what's right for student athletes.
Yeah, just the, you know, the doof with the flamethrower, the guitar, playing, you know, their hottest medley, which is no GoFundMes without our permission.
I just don't think you should be allowed to transfer to Bullet Town without any penalty. That's professionalism. That's not amateur athletics.
Are you just going to let Max go from here to there, wherever he wants? Without transfer restrictions? I see what's happening here. Dangerously professional. You just going to let him eat a three-headed gecko over here and then let him eat a three-headed gecko 50 miles down the road without saying something? This is Banner Society's production of Internet College Football Interest.
I'm sorry, I got to say something.
Yeah.
I know that we're all in the middle of a series of cascading crises, and it's going to get worse before it gets a lot better. People are making decisions under duress. It happens. This was not a responsible time when Spencer has all this free time on their hands for them to release that Tiger King show. This is not going to go well. I'm planting a marker right now.
Okay, Holly.
I take no pleasure in saying I told you so, because it's usually I told you my Tennessee football team would lose that game somehow. But y'all, this is going bad.
Holly, to the best of your knowledge, how much of this show has Spencer watched?
I can hear it all the time when he is working in my we're trying to practice social distancing in our shared office. And even from feet away and through headphones, I can hear it kind of all the time. So I think it's just his ambient life soundtrack right now. I don't know, buddy. How much of it have you watched?
5 episodes out of 6.
Okay. Okay.
And all now, what is the concern here? What are the effects of this?
Wouldn't neat to have a pet tiger? The answer may surprise you.
I didn't say tiger. Tigers aren't social. They don't understand friendship. They don't understand...
I'm sorry, when I made that point to you earlier today, you said it would be fine.
Maybe for some. But if I'm going to sell...
You mean you.
If it were just me and the tiger, we could establish a rapport, a bond. However, my life's about more than just me, so I need a social animal. That's why I need a lion. A lion understands pack dynamics. A lion understands teamwork. A lion... The lion has friends, feelings, sympathy, compassion.
Do the full cats even like you?
Oh, one of them does. That's why you can hear him all the time.
It would be
they made a movie about how nice lions are.
Yeah.
Except for one.
See, you don't want to get Scar. And they're easy to spot because they sound like Jeremy Irons.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
They're skinny. Don't get a skinny lion. They're don't the get,
that's, oh, that's the key. Yeah.
The most American of movies, The Lion King. Don't trust the skinny one.
Don't trust the vegetarian lion.
Don't trust that, the vegetarian lion.
Big old husky lion.
That lion looks like the crow.
Yeah. That lion talks to the help. That's the biggest thing with Scar, right? Ooh, he talks to the hyenas. He's in league with them. Yeah, that's...
Wait, is the Lion King monarchist propaganda?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Cool. Yeah.
Antifa hyenas.
Exactly. The hyenas, proletariat right there. But it'd be fine. I mean, look, everyone in that documentary seems so...
This is where I'm concerned that you make the turn between, oh, yeah, it's a terrible idea, and then over to, I would be different.
What's happened to every single person in that documentary? Arrested, shamed.
Arm bit off,
right? Some people would look at that and say, maybe that's the wrong path to go down. Others might look at it and go, you just haven't done it right yet.
What is your secret to wildcat owning success that Joe Exotic and his cadre did not appreciate?
I think they've all gone down the wrong path.
Okay. Of polygamy and going by Joe Exotic?
Of telling people they did it. This seems to be the big problem.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
You need a secret lion.
Yeah, I need a secret lion. You need to do all of this.
Secret lion.
Secret lion. Got his own
tiger.
House.
It's not
got
a tiger.
His own moves.
No, he said a tiger was too antisocial.
Oh, right, got it.
Tiger's too antisocial.
They were taking multiple lessons.
Although, you have argued in the past 24 hours that the tiger wouldn't be antisocial with you.
No, but I need somebody who's compatible with the rest of my lifestyle. I need somebody who, when they go to Publix, they'll understand this is the Great Watering Hole, and it is an area of truce. We're not to attack anyone at the Watering Hole. We're all here to stay alive. That's how the savannah works.
The lion wants a cookie. Give the lion a cookie, Publix Bakery.
The lion wants a balloon.
The lion craves a balloon.
I think lion would get along well with Spencer because they have the same hairstyle.
Exactly.
Excellent point.
See? And so big problem number one, Ryan, is that they told people they were doing it.
Sure.
Right?
Because
I'm just joking.
Secret lion.
Secret lion. Got his own moves. An apartment. Got his own rules.
Okay.
Then the other thing is, I think you need a lot, from what I understand, you need a lot of Calvin Klein perfume and cologne.
Oh, I have a lot of that.
Because they love that.
Oh, dear. I have a lot of that.
Yeah. I think, is it CK1?
Yeah, that.
Is that the one that they all find extremely attractive?
You're telling me like this, like I've watched the Tiger show, which I have not.
Who finds this attractive? The Tigers?
The Tigers. No,
Do the lions like it too?
Yeah, no, there's one.
We're not so different, you and I. You both smell like the dirt bags I had a crush on.
Calvin Klein.
Wow. Wow, it was right there.
Damn.
The ultimate secret lion. Man, secret lion does sound like a cologne. Absolutely.
The other mistake that people have made is they always forget the Bills involved, right? Like, oh, crap.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the AFC East.
They forget the Bills being involved. In this, if you have...
Oh, this lion hates Josh Allen. Oh, damn it.
See, we're not so different.
This did open up one college football-related thing for me, though. Walmart throws out all of their expired meat, right, and they donate it to various places. And I'm now kind of wondering how many football programs are feeding their people with the expired meat, because Joe Exotic just takes a whole truck of it and feeds it to both his employees and to the Tigers and Lions on his property.
What do his employees do? Do they help?
There's a
Tigers or what?
Yeah, well, one of them does get their arm bitten off.
But then it's back. But then
wait, how?
By putting their hand to pet one of them through the cage.
Uh-huh.
A mistake I would never make.
Uh-huh. But then, per my understanding via Twitter, is back at work like a week later.
5 days.
Okay.
What is work? What do they do?
They feed the animals the bogus Walmart meat that they get. They clean the cages. They, in exchange for that, Joe lets them live in trailers on the property. There may be some labor issues involved when you're watching this.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Something we're not familiar with in digital media.
No. Oklahoma evidently is not real keen on investigating
Oklahoma any of this. Is not real.
Oklahoma is definitely not real, and apparently you can own whatever you want in Oklahoma, animal-wise. You know,
we were having a productive, spirited debate in the Banner Society Slack the other day about which states are and aren't real.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that Delaware is the fakest state. And if not for Nebraska, if not for Cornhuskers football, I would have no evidence that Nebraska exists. There were many opinions that, like, there are whole other countries proposed as being fake. I think several people mentioned that Vermont is probably not real, but I believe some of us have been to Vermont and can confirm it's real.
Yeah. I gotta argue against that.
Vermont is like America plus.
I assume Vermont is like what New Hampshire invented to set to like dodge taxes. They're like, yeah, here's my mailing address. It's in Vermont.
It's like libertarian Narnia.
Yeah.
Is it like New Hampshire's Mississippi?
No. It's the other way around.
Like, yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Vermont is like the nice, impossibly polite, rich private school kid that makes you not want to hate private school kids. And New Hampshire is the ne'er-do-well brother who's like, I'm hard. I gave myself a tap with the paper clip and the pen. Yeah. That's New Hampshire.
So why do you prefer Vermont then? Because
I know. I am New Hampshire, right? No, Vermont's
just not free or cheap,
but yeah. Because he needs the money that Vermont offers so that he can have his secret lion
in Oklahoma.
Yeah. See? They'll let you do that in New Hampshire. That's for sure.
They
won't. New Hampshire will be like, yeah, we'll let you have a lion, live free or die. And then 2 weeks later, it'll be like, sorry, you hear the noise coming from over there? Scaring the moose.
Is that how they talk there?
I have no idea.
Don't make him explain it. Don't.
Yeah.
No, I consider myself a study of languages, but only languages created by Spencer.
Sure.
So for those of you, by the way, who want to hear a lot more about the amount of paperwork required in different states to own a tiger as a pet, we've actually talked about this before. If you scroll back to episode 3.5 of the Shutdown Fullcast from June 3rd, 2015, we do list the number of states in which there is no paperwork required to purchase and own a large cat. One of the answers may surprise you. One of the other answers will not surprise you because it's Oklahoma.
What's the one that would surprise?
Wisconsin.
Really?
The funny part is we did an entire episode on this, and I'm like, I couldn't begin to guess what the answer is.
Nope.
Anyway, episode 3.5, June 2015, go back and listen to it. We talk about this in an enormous amount of detail. You're welcome, Netflix, for speaking your hit series into the world.
I have one. Vermont actually is real. They just don't want you to know about it, right? You're not supposed to know
Then everybody would go there.
Right.
It's white people Wakanda?
Yeah.
It really is. And now it's not like, it's not southern white people Wakanda. That's College Station, Texas. That's what that, you know.
Wakanda is nice.
It's like skiing white people Wakanda.
Yeah.
As opposed to I ski in jeans Wakanda, which is College Station, Texas, right?
It's like, okay, it's prep school Wakanda. It's prep school America Wakanda, and not prep school like Hargrave Military Academy is a prep school.
Yeah. It's College Station, Texas is if your idea of Wakanda is I have ample parking. And I
need cash now. Oh,
yeah. I have ample parking, and my beverage is always cold in an enormous $95 beverage container that fits inside my enormous beverage container oriented truck. I need a truck that'll keep my beverage cold.
I feel like conversation is just Wakanda for people who are like, you know, Wakanda, they got some cool guns. They got lasers and so forth.
They do. Do you see them outfits? You put one little bead on you and boom, you look like Garth Brooks.
Buddy, they got a saddle on a fucking rhino, man.
That would be the best, to take one of those little Wakanda wardrobe beads, slap it on your thigh, and all of a sudden you're like, boom, Wranglers. That's bulletproof Wranglers. The CIA's had these for years.
You got a damn collie dog suit.
Jimbo Fisher just takes one of them beads and he's like, boom, shitty looking sweatsuit.
Because the Black Panther suit, of course, is built so that as you absorb damage, you become more powerful, which is the opposite of every Texas A&M season. Because they're going to sprint out to 7-0 and then, oh, dang it.
We need some more of that crazy adamantium, whatever you got there. This does lead to, I have a segue here, because if you'll know, I believe that College Station is one of the few spots in the SEC that lacks what?
A Waffle House.
Yes, it lacks a Waffle House. And a recent appearance in the SEC championship game, but also a Waffle House. That is correct.
Any way to pay their head coach through the year 2070 through which he is contracted?
It's crazy. I got $75 million to spend on these Wakandan sweatsuits out there.
We're going to corner the vibranium market, boys. That's how we'll pay Jimbo.
Coach looks so great in his vibrating titanium pants.
Claw definitely is an A&M booster, 100%.
Coach, come here. I'll sell my dang arm.
Yeah, Claw's played by Andy Serkis, who was, most people don't know this, was Revelé for 2015.
Wow, he's incredible. He's very
never
good.
Gets the credit he deserves.
Never. Just melts also, into the screen.
Just like Andy Serkis constantly seeking a ring he'll never get.
Oh, wow. Wow. That was good.
Wow. So, yeah, of all those things, remember $75 million. Get you Jimbo Fisher.
Doesn't not a Waffle House.
Doesn't get you a Waffle
get House. Get you a right? Waffle House. So Waffle House is in the news, which is never a good sign. But
with sometimes a funny sign, never a good one.
Often a dangerous amusing America's Funniest Home Videos R-rated version type situation. But so if you are from the South, or if you know anyone who is from the South, then you have heard, when they start closing the Waffle Houses, that's when it's time to take shit serious. That's when shit's hit the fan. You know, because the FBI, they go around, they call the Waffle Houses. They say, are you open? And they say, and if they say yes, and they check box, say, okay, it's safe there. But if they hear one's closed, they say, whoa, boys, we got trouble. And then they, you know, the SEAL team crashes in and they're like, wow, pia, pia, pia. You know,
well, Jason, what now?
Take shit seriously. So what's happening now after decades and decades of Southerners telling each other that Waffle House is the harbinger of the fucking apocalypse is Waffle House is rapidly closing. They have closed, as of this recording, 365 out of their 1,500 locations. So it's not
that's
not quite tipping point yet. But
no, but that is pretty close to like the ratio of Americans who are being asked to stay at home. It's not that far off.
Right, yeah. Waffle House is even announcing this with a meme tagged Waffle House Index Code Red. If there were ever a sign from a Southern God that it's time to take shit serious, this is it. And I am just assuming that every fucking Southerner who's repeated the Waffle House into that's the only government I trust, that they see this and, you know, oh, Waffle House, just a arm of the liberal media, fake hype. They're just trying to ruin our big financial Easter windfall.
Noted Democratic stronghold, Waffle House.
They're bankrolled by Georgia Soros.
Scattered, smothered, and Soros.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to get my granny out there, get her infected, get this over with, because I got to get them scattered and smothered, y'all.
We're going to have granny on the front line at Waffle House. We're going to go in the door. She's going to take the first shot of the virus. And then, you know, we're going to use granny as a human shield so we can get the economy flowing through Waffle House again.
I do notice that on the map.
Whoa, fuck. I'm sorry. I did a cursed
language, first of all.
I did a cursed Google search and I found an even more alarming indicator that we need to take coronavirus seriously. This is from crackerbarrel.com.
Oh no.
all checkers and peg games have been temporarily removed from our tables and front porch.
There goes our whole damn academic situation.
How I'm sorry. I thought this was Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Yeah. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel has taken away.
Ain't even worthy of the name.
How's Meemaw supposed to enjoy her comically oversized checkers now?
More like Cracker Baron.
You know what I call that? Just plain dumb. Just plain
dumb. Truly, we are a nation of Egno Rainboosters.
That's the only way you'll be able to explain any of this to anyone is with the Cracker Barrel game, right? The tea game.
Right now, our fucking country has like sand pegs left over.
Yeah, but at really the same time, at the same time, the government's like, you know, some of these pegs, if they would just come back, it'd be better for everyone.
We put the one peg back, and then we'll have almost the whole full board.
We're gonna take the oldest pegs and just kind of kick them under the table.
That sounds good to me. Thank you, Mr. Baron.
Cracker Barrel stock through the roof.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I just had to Google Cracker Barrel coronavirus, and that was the first thing I saw. And I just
Now are you going to
that
do sound, this
in a happier time? That sounds like a rockabilly hit.
I know what somebody's. I know what this is begging someone to do, though. This is begging somebody to just get drunk, bust into the Waffle House by themselves, and whip them. I had to whip myself up an omelet. They're just gonna walk in. Film themselves. They'll go on IG Live, right? Yeah man, we're here live from the Waffle House.
This is a TikTok for sure.
This is more of a Facebook Live, I'm thinking.
Yeah, this is definitely.
This motherfucker's like, I'm here to rebuild society.
Y'all come on down. I've appropriated. I've liberated this Waffle House.
Clearly ignoring all of our past directives where when society collapses, we are meeting at Cabela's. We have been over this.
This is part of the Republic of Ray Ray now. You come on down here.
This is early prediction.
I need to call Ray Ray. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. I have smothered this facility with freedom. My favorite part of the Waffle House Index myth, legend, fact is that a lot of them don't even have locks on the doors.
And
because they're 24 hours.
Pretty much true. And like there was a point in the 80s where they did try to like, okay, we're not gonna do 24 hours anymore. We're gonna close them at such and such a point. And like they all realized like, oh, we literally can't. I guess we're not gonna do that. Keep it rolling, folks. So I imagine a lot of these stores that haven't closed yet, well, they're gonna be older ones because like the wave of closures is mostly like Kentucky, Ohio, not to Georgia yet. I imagine there's some some other Ray Ray who's having to go around every
Stand
Waffle
fast.
House and install locks. And then they're attacking him. Oh, here comes the lock man. Don't let him.
I mean, to be clear, I think you could probably just get a cheap surgical mask and like a biology lab skeleton and dump those on the floor of the in the front and just leave it open and see who decides to come in.
I know what regulars for about half.
Counterpoint, we're converting Waffle House into field hospitals.
I know what they're
Waffle House Waffle Hospital.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, that sounds
great. Delicious and important.
Just invented Waffle Health.
I know what they're going to do for about half these. The ones in Kentucky, they're just going to put a pit bull in there. They'll be like, I like this one. He lives down the street from me.
The Waffle
we'll just
Health.
Put out a bunch of meat.
The Waffle Health Organization.
That's Ernie.
There it is.
Yeah, the WHO.
Wow. Imagine the ghosts at an abandoned Waffle House.
Can I tell you the most terrifying thing about this, though, is that
a
lot of...
What does a Waffle House smell like?
Freedom.
Exactly.
Can be, right?
The scariest thing about this particular graphic, by the way, is that the corridor, like most of these are sort of sprinkled throughout the greater South, mid-South. There is a solid barricaded line of closures along I-10 coming out of Florida, and I'm like, what do you know that I don't?
Oh, God.
Or is that just the first instinct people have? They're like, well, something messed up's going on.
You absolutely know that you're not going to be able to deal with these people. I think there's two separate things going on here. If you look at the closures in Waffle House, I think in Kentucky and Ohio, this is more of a, well, this is a sensible move. we are closing these things in order to shelter in place with our loved ones. And down in Florida, it's like, listen, we have an extremely good idea of who we don't want to deal with when something's going wrong. Let's just go ahead and be proactive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I think it's also like, just isolate it. What's the first, yeah. What's the first thing we want to do when something goes wrong? Stop people from Louisiana and Florida from collaborating in a time of crisis, which is kind of a good idea.
Return to your corners, you two. Specifically, you two.
Yeah, no, but we got ideas to share.
Yeah, no,
no.
Speaking of crowd dispersal, major props to Italian mayors filming themselves just like screaming either in a press conference or going
out. They're also little.
Yeah, they are. Oh, they're teeny men. Or going out on the street and just berating citizens to go the fuck home and play PlayStation instead. Like, really, a really wonderful development as Italy continues to combat the coronavirus. And I thought it would be helpful if I gave us and our audience a few Italian phrases that are pretty easy to learn. And if you memorize them, you can use them yourself if you see dipshits congregating in public in ways that they shouldn't be. So I've got three. This first one is for if you see people doing sports specifically. If you see like a soccer game or a basketball game, or you see, you know, like a
it's
bunch
be
of
used
bros.
Year round anytime you see a yes. baseball game. This That's doesn't right. have to be during a pandemic.
Yeah, right. Please.
If you're playing baseball, stop it.
All right. So I'm gonna do it in the style of like an instructional tape. So I'm gonna repeat it a little bit and then I'm gonna tell you what it means. we'll repeat it back. Oh, you can't no. You at home repeat it back. I'm not
gonna us also.
Yeah, not you also.
But how are we gonna forget?
Spencer's already gonna forget, but that's fine.
Huh? Right.
See?
I'm sorry, okay?
Here we go. Andare a casa.
Sembri... Andare a casa.
I told you it was going to
forget. Fine.
There
That's
you
fine.
Go.
Andare a casa. Sembri un asino.
Sembri un asino.
Con il mal di mare.
Ooh, that sounds like seafood.
Con il mal di mare.
Con il mal di mare.
Yeah, I'll have one of them.
Che indossa... Pantaloncini da basket.
Put your pants in the basket. Put your pants in the basket.
Che indossa pantaloncini da basket.
Tell you what, they had us in the first half and then we got their pants in the basket.
All right. So that means go home. You look like a seasick donkey wearing basketball shorts.
Hey, we were close.
This is my favorite thing because it allows me to remind you of something I've believed for 25 years, which is that most American males dress themselves up like 7-year-olds going to Disney World.
I mean, that's Jason you're talking about.
No. Jason wears like, I think pretty, he's on it with t-shirts, right?
Yeah, he's a rowdy 7-year-old.
He's a rowdy 7-year-old, right?
All right.
I'm going to use this phrase every time I see the Nebraska Cornhuskers or Alabama Crimson Tide playing basketball.
That's right. There you go. Okay. This next one is if you see a single person doing something they shouldn't. If like somebody who's getting too close to people at the grocery store or is, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant like a person who isn't in a romantic relationship.
No. I mean, it could be that. But no, if you see an individual, this is designed for an individual.
Okay. The Italian's just going to let that slide, man.
Right.
He's he's not.
All right, here we go. Se vuoi far. Okay. Amalare tutti.
Amalare tutti.
Metti una foto.
Meet you in a photo.
Del tuo cazzo su Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
Del tuo cazzo su Instagram.
Hey, buddy, go home and show me that ass on Instagram.
That's something about fucking Instagram, right?
It's like,
right.
If you don't take your ass inside, I'm going to post your ass on Instagram right now.
What it actually, you're all very close. It says, if you want to make everyone sick, put a photo of your dick on Instagram.
Got him!
That is Mayor Me.
All right. Here's the last one. This is for a group of people in any scenario. They could be playing sports. They could be doing anything. It could be at a bar.
Also for use with Nebraska basketball.
This is a perfect one for spring breakers or beachgoers doing especially dipshit stuff. Okay. Normalmente debo andare a la fabrica di hot dog.
Oh, God.
Per vedere tutti questi stronzi insieme. And that means, normally I have to go to the hot dog factory to see this many assholes together.
Yes!
Woo-hoo! And a charcuterie burn!
So that's a little helpful Italian for you at home to use to get others around you to quit fucking around and just stay home. Because the rest of us are doing it, and guess what? We're miserable, and stop making this last longer for the rest of us, okay?
The second one is my favorite because I see the response from someone at home going, but Jazzy, if I do this, this is against the rules of the community explicitly. I cannot do this because then I will lose Instagram.
Are you telling me Italian Instagram has rules against dicks?
I like that you posit that there is an Italian Instagram.
I like that you think there isn't.
There's a Chinese Twitter.
Twitter is different in Germany. You can't like even talk about Nazis in German Twitter.
Instagram, like it's cool, like
Twitter.
Yeah, how do we just log into German Twitter every day? That'd be great.
Put like a GE in front of it, or
I wouldn't be shocked if Italian Instagram required a dick pic every like 3 or 4.
No, we just had to check in on little Giuseppe.
Use dick recognition to unlock account.
I text every day like a fucking can check.
Hog check, everybody. Hog check.
Fellas, give me a look. How are we looking today? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Whoa. Just a piece of advice from Giambattista. Don't take it when it's very cold. It will mess with the dick recognition for the whole of time you're on Italian Instagram.
Wow, it sounds like some emails.
Is this the speech they give you when you get off the plane in Italy? This is the first thing they tell you?
At customs, that's what they tell you.
Hopped off the plane in Italy with my dick on the Instagram.
Party in the row MA.
You almost said party in the ITA, and that would have been perfect.
That would have been better, yeah, but I screwed it up thinking about Rome.
That's unlike you.
Did you see the other thing I've seen is that Spanish quarantine is in part being enforced by the Spanish military, and one of the units they sent around is
extremely handsome.
Our Spanish special forces. There's this one brigade.
They're so handsome.
They're all stunningly handsome.
So good looking.
They wear really tight pants, and they look like they just came from like the new version of Oklahoma. Like they have like shirts open down to like mid belly, and the sleeves are rolled up, and they look like male strippers. All of them look like male strippers. And I thought, like, it may be an incentive, right, to stay inside. Like, oh, no, if I stay inside, the handsome
women
male strippers
suddenly start flowing out of doors like hamsters, trailing them behind. Men, too.
You may stay on your balconies, ladies.
Hello.
So do they say, like, you know, if you don't disperse right now, we will never make love? Is that what they say?
We will put our jackets on.
Get inside.
So all that I had seen of this story was just the header photo, and I was like, damn, these guys are good looking, and just kept going. And I didn't realize that the entire point of the story was just that these guys were so good looking.
That's it. Uh-huh. There was no like they're performing a valuable service, though I am sure they are.
No, that's great.
So this isn't a list of all the countries taking this very seriously, like, you know, cops got drones that are shaming people off the beach, and like Japan is taking this incredibly seriously, and like this country's doing this, and Spain's got hot cops.
And that is
Spain's whole contribution here.
Well, these guys are special forces, which means that they have taken part in these big multinational kind of operations, right? International humanitarian operations, which has got to be great because
orgies.
I don't know if you've ever seen our Navy SEALs or Green Berets. They come in two sizes, like either they're 5'6" and they look like sort of like lethal ferrets.
There are odd jobs.
Right. Or they're 6'2" and they look like country ham with guns. Like they come in like the caveman size and the little man size, and there ain't a lot in between. right?
Folks, we're going to pause here for an ad break for those of you who need to tend to your erections after hearing the phrase country ham with guns.
We used to have ads all about that, actually.
Yeah. We did.
For men.
So I just want, I wanted to be there when these like super hot Spanish special forces guys.
Yeah, me too,
brother.
So I would also like to be there.
When they show up and they're like, we are the Spanish special forces. And all these guys are like, damn, what'd we do wrong?
It sounds like there's a fucking international operation, a coalition, and like everybody's logging on and they're like, oh, thank God the Australians are here. And like, oh, good. You know, this country, that country. And like, hey, what are these fellas here for?
No, I'm just picturing America's special forces, like nervously FaceTiming one another the night before. And they're, you know, there's clothes all over the room. They're like, oh, I'm not even packed yet. Every time we go, I'm either overdressed or underdressed. Like, I can never tell which one.
They're so hot, dude.
Get out of the room. They're so attractive.
No, they're so hot. Oh, I haven't touched a carb in 2 weeks and they're still hotter than me. And all they eat is ham and butter. It's not right, dude.
I love that it, like, the character.
I don't know what they say. I start licking my lips and then it's.
I feel like in any sort of a crisis situation, these Spanish cops don't actually do anything. Like, they're sort of just there for morale, right?
That's great. We need that.
Like,
where's Channing Tatum?
Everyone else just works a little bit harder at the sight of them.
If you all want to be bummed, go look up like where these uniforms actually came from. It sucks. It's really, yeah.
Well, it sucks.
It's just aggressive. It's aggressively fascist. That's all.
Oh. So they're hot fascists.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Hugo Boss could cut a trouser, and he did for many a Nazi.
Remember Paolo? God, he was so hot and fascist. God, we can't compete with that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, Spain bringing hot cops to the fight. Thank you, Spain.
We need a hot cops. Feels like it comes with its own song that I've just forgotten
from Arrested.
Like it was a song that I knew as a child.
It was from Arrested Development, right? Hot cops. It's the yeah.
Nope.
No?
Not I don't think that's what she's talking about.
No. But yeah, that's what Spain's bringing to the table, which is perfect, right? Italy's bringing cussing mayors. My favorite being the Italian cussing mayor who said, I will bring a flamethrower down there myself.
That was the one. That was one of the calmer ones, too. He was like, hey, I know you want to have graduation parties. I'll bring a fucking flamethrower to your house. Have a great day.
Which, I don't know, man. At my graduation party, I've been like, I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Come down here. This ain't my house.
Is that my present? Thank you.
Awesome. The other guy who, when he was openly taunting the kid to go play with your PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Go play with your little PlayStation. God. Absolutely fantastic. All for a very good cause, but still fantastic.
Is this the part where we should talk about? So some people are like, hey, this is how you should spend all this free time you have now that you're not going to work and you have to stay home.
No, 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 no.
No?
No, I mean, some people are like that. I'm just already shaking my
head. Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say, because like we've talked about like in please don't laugh, the planning sessions for this podcast, we've talked about like, should we talk about like books and TV shows and blah, blah, blah that we want to recommend to people who, you know.
Which is a thing that we talk about sometimes in the off season anyway, usually more towards the end of the off season and not the off season of civilization.
Right.
Yeah.
I am experiencing a very weird reaction when I see these articles, which are like, here's all the great, like, here are the video games you should play and here are the Netflix things you should watch and here's the podcast.
That just sounds like homework. Don't give me doors.
I mostly I'm just like, yes, but I have a child who's with me all the time and I'm so tired and there's no time for fun. Like, none
of this
is
Frozen 2 again.
I have. I promise you.
Again.
I will.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know where necessarily even the anxiety to, because I think that's a form of anxiety you don't need to worry about, especially because you have a kid. I have two boys and I will tell you.
And they're terrible.
I will tell you until until relief rolled in around, you know, 12:30 today.
Yeah.
I don't remember a goddamn thing that happened. We built a trebuchet. That was part of it.
Sure.
I broke up two fights.
Yeah.
At least like two really like not pretty fights. Not like, oh, boys will be boys. You're like, no, you need to keep your goddamn hand out of his face because that's how a cop shoots you. Right. Like stuff that comes out of your mouth when you're saying
right,
that, right?
Right. Like, right.
That's how you get killed, son.
Right.
I'm going to teach you how the world works.
I have like a newfound understanding for the pilgrims and like the pioneers and people who went these very long distances, often with their families. Cause I think initially I was like, God, those journeys seem fucking terrible. And you had like a relatively stable life where you were. Why did you leave? And the answer is because your kids were in your house. And if you got in a covered wagon and just kept moving for months, even though you got sick, even though you got attacked, even though your wagon fucking broke.
No, that's exactly the point, isn't it? You might arrive with fewer kids.
It's great.
Haven't you played Oregon Trail?
And on the way, you could just be like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we can't know. I would love to play pretend with you, but I have to drive this wagon for another 18 days. So as you can see, we can't have that fun. Anyway, go play in the back.
Yeah, no, there's really like, if you have a kid or multiple kids, they're just going to eat your time demanding things that really are kind of like, you're kind of half service industry, half terrible educator at this point, right? Right? Here, you're doing an assignment. I'm going to be over here building a trebuchet. Here, I'm going to turn over here, and are you done with your assignment? Okay, you have now fired the trebuchet into the flat screen television. And broken it, and now we are going to have to purchase another one. Please stop doing that. Okay, you've turned it to YouTube, and you are no longer working on your assignment. Please turn off that horrible YouTube with the Dutch YouTube gamer guy who I'm.
Is that the one that talks like this?
Help!
He talks like a morning zoo crew.
Help!
Everything that I heard today that wasn't the goddamn tiger show was that guy's voice.
I'm going to hunt down Jelly, and I'm going to strangle him on a live stream. It's going to happen.
I've been thinking a lot about killing myself.
So
these aren't even my kids.
You turn back, and the younger child has gotten a drill out from somewhere. You don't really know where. So you have to tell them to put the drill down before they do something absolutely terrible. Meanwhile, behind me, I hear, yeah, there's the Dutch YouTuber again.
I feel like I have just been transformed. Like, I'm, whilst I am sheltering in place with family and have multiple rowdy nephews running around, I feel as though I am constantly trapped in that one crystalline moment in Home Alone where Kevin's dad goes, my new fish hooks. And you just hear the years of despair all built up in this one quiet moment of defeat. And yeah, that's where I'm at emotionally.
Yeah, so if you've got kids, here's my advice.
I don't even have kids. They're being foisted at me.
Yeah. Go find
great job, everybody else.
You have more of an infestation of kids.
Uh-huh, that's exactly it.
Go find a budding YouTuber who's approaching 1 million views, kidnap them, and hold them for ransom.
Can't even take the kids to Cracker Barrel and play the goddamn tea game with them anymore.
Yeah. I might not even be able to take them to Waffle House. I'm going to have to liberate that bitch myself. You know what's going to happen? My kids are going to do the wrong thing. I'll be like, don't touch the deep fryer. God damn it. You just put a plushie into the deep fryer. And now you're crying because you put a plushie into the deep fryer.
That's to all plushies.
It's delicious.
So it sounds like the home entertainment solution is to simply have young children because then the entertainment is endless.
Like I am legitimately concerned and empathetic towards people who are like, alone during this because that is a different version.
Oh yeah, you got a whole different barrel of psychoses to paw through.
Right, and like I genuinely, if you are,
but also, do you want to borrow a nephew? I have extra.
If you are by yourself and you are sheltering in place for 14, however many days, that sucks and that's hard. And I'm sorry, I genuinely am. And at the same time, I would kill for your life. I would kill for it.
You might still kill for their life.
No, I'm not allowed to.
Can you imagine, by the way, a submarine movie, like, you know,
with a single toddler?
If you were the,
just my, the Red, my, the Hunt for Red October, but there's a toddler on board talking like over everybody constantly.
That's way scarier like than a KGB baby, but assassin.
The are the crew of a submarine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crimson Toddler.
Like if you were
Crimson Todd.
If you were the only adult on a submarine full of toddlers and everything was fine with the submarine, you wouldn't need an external antagonist. You wouldn't need, because all the adversity is going to be coming from the ship. Snack time. What are you going to do about Snack time, Denzel Washington?
like Life of Pi, the movie about the movie and book about the boy stranded at sea on a boat with a tiger. Exactly the same if you make the tiger a 4-year-old. Exactly the same. I'm doing great, and I'm feeling great, and my coworkers can attest that my child literally ended a meeting that we were having today because she walked in and wanted to talk, and I just gave up. I gave up on the meeting, and I said that was it.
I think it was good shit. You should have let her air it all out.
She doesn't. She. I'm good. I'm fine.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. We talk a lot. Listen, we talk a lot about sons, and we are just beginning to explore, you know, your coming online daughter.
It's sort of right now. I think this is what it probably feels like to live in the Wonka factory. Because when you're touring the Wonka factory, you're like, whoa, there's like a lot of cool shit here. It's pretty weird, but we're just here for the day to see it. And then we're going to go back to regular life. But now I live in the Wonka factory. So mm-hmm. It's just like, here's another stupid fucking song. Here, I want you to do this ridiculous thing. Can I have chocolate now? Sure. Why not? Let's just all have chocolate.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm starting to run out of reasons why I shouldn't let my kids have things.
My child told me today that she wants a permanent tattoo of Elsa, Anna, Frida Kahlo, and Moana on her arm. Okay. And I was like, you know what? If the tattoo parlors were open, I'd probably go for it. Because that sounds pretty boss.
I was going to say, I think the proper response would have been, honey, that's more of a back piece. in two days, you'll be like, who needs a parlor? Let's do that bitch up here. Come on.
That's right.
I'm just going to stencil this. Here.
You cool if I freehand this?
Yeah, no. Hey, I'm good. Listen, I went to prison.
It's hard for everybody. I was scrolling Twitter earlier, and Bill Connolly's wife made something for dinner called Chicago-style hot dog meatloaf.
Wow.
There's a picture.
It appears to be, if I can imagine, a science class presentation about the Earth's layers.
Oh, Spencer, look, there's cheese.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it. And if I just said where it'd be like, here, there's a vein of hot dog running somewhere through the Earth's crust here. That's what it looks like.
Okay, tomorrow tell the kids that there's a vein of hot dog running through the Earth's crust and they have to find it. Oh, I forgot to mention the latest backyard nephew incident. This one involving Spencer's children, which is they... my backyard is filled dirt, which was, you know, unsurprising to discover a year ago and has gotten less and less funny over the past year as more and more
have you found any items emerged
from the filled dirt. Those boys were tussling in the backyard and one of them fell and one of them began to scream at the scrapes, the other one picked up an enormous knife that is not mine in the backyard and goes, he tripped over this
free knife.
How big do you think that knife was?
It was a steak knife.
But it had a big handle on it.
Yeah, no, I mean it was like a paring knife.
Like not a knife that you would like put at a dinner plate to like cut a steak with. Like a steak knife.
It was like the kind that you strip venison off the bones with.
Yeah.
That kind.
Cool. Yeah, venison. That's what it was used for.
Mm-hmm. What part of Revelation is it when the earth starts bubbling up knives?
It doesn't. Also, one other kid thing.
I found a paint scraper in the front yard, and so far that was the most festive thing that my yard had burped up.
It doesn't matter. They're going to find it. Like, it doesn't matter. Okay, so they'll fall, and they will find whatever they're not supposed to find, right? So if you go, you know what? I think I'm going to put that, I'll put that bandsaw up later, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to leave it plugged in, but I'll unplug it for safety, but I'll put that bandsaw up later. And then like 2 minutes later, you hear, what's this? Yeah, like it wouldn't matter, right? In a movie, if you wanted to have the most plausible, here's how the button to launch all the nukes got pressed accidentally. Here's how you would do it. You'd have like a really curious 7-year-old boy wandering your house, right? And they'd just go, oh, hey, look what I found. Blink, push. They're going to find it. Whatever the dangerous thing is, right?
So in your version of Home Alone, the house is on fire within 7 minutes of you leaving.
It is the shortest. It is the shortest movie possible, right? You know how Kevin only waits until everyone's gone to climb the shelves? That's how you know it's fiction. He would, like, my children would have done it in front of everyone.
I will. The thing that's making me the most nervous about this situation is, we have an isolation cell, right, set up with a couple of families who are only having contact with each other, so we can, you know, everyone can rotate and no one has to watch their own children. And so these rowdy boys end up in my yard every once in a while. The fact that they fell over a huge knife and the knife did not cause them injury, it kind of makes me wonder what the showrunners have in store for tomorrow.
I don't want to know the truth.
They fell over a knife. It caused none of them injury. The right. uninjured child brought the knife to Spencer without incident and handed it over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you fuckers plotting?
Knife's haunted. Knife ghost.
That knife's going places.
Is that the moon knife?
What do we do with the knife?
Is that Buzz Aldrin's moon knife?
Yeah, I don't. It will end me. You know, I will have no resistance. My kid's going to be like, hey, I want to play video games at 6:30 in the morning. crack a beer. Give me your ATM card. And I'm just going to be like, take it. I don't give a shit.
At this point, I don't care what they watch as long as it's on mute. I don't care.
So the counterpoint to all of this is I think Jason's doing fine.
He's fine.
All regular here. So there is a little bit of light at the end of y'all's particular tunnels, you know. As someone with an
old we might child, die.
That's one kind of light. Go toward it. Just float toward it. You know, Ryan, you have a young daughter. Should, you know, when she's Evie's age, things will get better. Spencer, you have boys, so hang on.
It's never getting better. I'm gonna die.
And you know that.
Spencer, you have boys, so one day they'll be like you, and then they'll be somebody else's problem.
Hey, honestly, yeah, if Spencer gets the lion, I think he can tip the balance of power.
Oh. It is very, very cool having a Generation Z athlete, because like all she cares about is like, oh, cool, I can do gymnastics class online now. Like, I can do sports on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, she thinks quarantine is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe try that, I guess.
I did try that. I have tried showing my daughter Simone Biles clips, which she enjoyed. And then all she wanted to do was do running somersaults in the backyard.
That's good, though.
And you know what? That was a good way to kill 20 minutes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what my boys would do with that? They would go cool, and they would immediately do a somersault through a plate glass door.
Again, 20 minutes down.
Have you considered that maybe you have stuntmen for children?
No, because it's not like they do this out of some sort of physical daring or skill. They just fall.
To be clear, it's not necessarily a requirement that a stuntman do it out of physical daring or skill. As long as it looks good on camera, you know what I mean?
They could be stuntmen in a movie like The Raid, where it's like, I think these stunt guys are literally hurting themselves.
Right, yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
It's like, no, they're just really, really, really good at their jobs.
Maybe you have like John Wick counterparts, like people John Wick beats up that don't have full names.
Okay, so I was watching Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior, sure. And two of the most spectacular stunts in that movie are not stunts. They're stunts gone wrong, accidents that ended up in the movie because they looked incredible. But there's one toward the end that reminded me of both of my sons, because the idea behind the stunt, originally George Miller had the guy drive a motorcycle, and he was supposed to leave the motorcycle at one point and then land on a very sophisticated series of cushions and safety barriers that would arrest his fall. And by a sophisticated system of safety barriers, I mean a bunch of cardboard boxes.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm.
George Miller is a medical doctor, by the way, mm-hmm. and was at the time that he filmed.
Director of Babe, Pig in the City.
That's right, and Happy Feet, and Fury Road. What a wonder is man. So the stuntman is supposed to leave the motorcycle, right? And on the way off the motorcycle, his toe clips the handlebar and sends him hurtling through space, end over end, pinwheeling, and injures him very, very badly. This is exactly the kind of stunt person that my kids would be, but with simple things like, please exit the building and move to the left and exit the screen. That's what would happen. They're like the children from the Easter from Easter Island on The Critic, who, while standing there, their big heads just caused them to fall over. That's them. And I'm stuck in the house with them. I have to watch them do incredibly stupid things and then just go, what? This is for me. That's the most infuriating thing. You go, where did you get up? That's me. Where did you get the absolute cluelessness that you have that would cause you to...
This is your birthright, my boy.
I've said this sentence this week. You're standing in the line of fire of the trebuchet, son. I said that. I was like, you're going to get hurt by the trebuchet. Please move.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.